Yeah, I would like to welcome on the programme Patsy McGonigal, our athletics correspondent. Patsy, another busy weekend for you and all things athletics at Donegal. Two main events, am I right in saying, the Donegal Masters Country Championship and the Champions Cup?
Yes, indeed, Kieran. And at the end of a very busy week at Finn Valley just this morning, and fortunately a lovely, lovely morning. But during the week, we had Donegal schools got the cross-country season off the ground with schools cross-country at Finn Valley, with about 900 youngsters involved from various primary and secondary schools. And then it was on to this morning then to carry the story on into the cross-country season with the Donegal Masters Championships and the Champions Cup, which is an underage inter-club meet with a cup for the best club. So that was the story here. But 400 turned up for the Champions Cup, so we're pretty pleased about that. And I'll go straight into the championship. It was indeed the first championships of the season, the Masters County Championships, and some exciting races here. A really, really, really outstanding performance from John Joe Doherty of the host club to run away with the Masters men. He beat his club mate Jared Galleran to second, and Marty Lynch of Milford was third. Finn Valley were the team winners, of course, and Milford were second and Cranford were third. So well done to them. The other scorers on that Finn Valley team ended Doherty and John McInhull, a strong Masters team that can make an impact later in the season as well at a higher level, an Ulster level, in fact. And then in the women's, well, that got the programme underway, and it looked very much like for a long, long time that Leona Cook of Finn Valley was going to make it a Finn Valley double, actually. She led, she drove the pace right through, but Helena McCready, her experience and determination got her back in the game, and she is the new Donegal Masters champion from the Rosses Club, and indeed she led the Masters to retain the title that they won here last year, with Bernie Boyle, Fionnuala Duver and Sarah Mulholland scoring. Leona Cook of Finn Valley was second, and Katrina Devine, who's been in so many scoring Finn Valley teams over many, many years, she was third. So 20 points to 24. Ross has taken it from Finn Valley. So that was the Masters story. Helena McCready, individual, and John Joe Doherty, individual, and Finn Valley, the men's team winners, and the Rosses, with a big contingent involved, they won the women's. Underage, well, we had from under-9s right through, and it was an opportunity just for athletes to get stretch their legs, because next weekend we're back at the same venue for the Donegal Relays, cross-country Relays, which is always a very exciting meeting, and should attract a very big crowd as well. But some of the individual winners that we'll look out for now as the season develops, James McDonald from the Rosses, Zach McKinley, Peter Rice of Armagh, there was Oisin McBride of Cranford, there was Andrea Reid of Finn Valley, there was Ciara Gilligan of Finn Valley, there was Keelan McFadden, of course, getting his season off the ground in a big way for Cranford, winning from two good lads, Oran McBrady of Finn Valley and young Michael Moore from his own club from Cranford as well. Alice Rafferty, a keeper that was also a winner, and two Finn Valley winners, Caitlin Gillespie and Cora Clark on the younger ages. So an exciting day, a busy day, a lovely day, and a relaxed day indeed. But that's the first championship of the season, done and dusted. The Champions Cup over and out. Finn Valley, the top team, once again retaining the cup, with pretty much winning most of the team races. Letterkenny got in there for one of them as well. And then we move on next week, as I say, to the cross-country relays back at Finn Valley, and then we're on to things like the Donegal Senior Championships at the Rosses, and the season just goes into gear and into overdrive big time, and we move towards more and more cross-country. But this is cross-country season. It's been underway at county level today on the back of that school's very successful schools during the week at Finn Valley. It's been a busy, busy place. And the other thing, the ground held up so well, which is very, very important, because there are so many meets planned for Finn Valley through the season. And we're always hoping that the ground conditions will be, you know, in good shape. So we survived this weekend again. So that's it, Kieran. A busy weekend, as you say, and we look forward to another weekend, all being well, next weekend.